Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. We have the BYU standout defensive end, Bronson Kafusi, here on the show tonight. Earlier today, we had Chanel Jenkins, a standout from Shepherd, on the show as well. Two defensive linemen today and very, very dominant guys. And before we get into what Bronson brings to the table, you know, seeing him down at the Senior Bowl is always a good opportunity to really get your eyes and binoculars on these guys. And I walked away very pleased. Can't wait to talk to him. Find out how that week went for him. I mean, as you make this path towards the next level, having these opportunities at the Combine and Senior Bowls or any All-Star invite is such an immense value to these guys, so scouts can really get to know these guys on a one-on-one basis. But with that said, as promised, Bronson Kafusi, the standout from BYU. Bronson, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time at BYU is kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking on the doorstep of the National Football League?
Man, can't believe it, but definitely excited for the you know, this great experience and a new ride ahead.
Nice. For you, when does it sink in? I mean, you know, you arrive at a big-time university like BYU. I'm sure there's probably some aspiration to get to this next level, but when does it kind of sink in that, you know, the skill set's there and there's a light that at the end of the tunnel that has the NFL in it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, when I got to BYU, you know, you want to perform your best. And so, you know, season by season, you know, day by day, you're always trying to get better and just hoping for the opportunity. And when the opportunity, you know, presents itself, you just want to take full advantage of it. So, you know, right now I'm just excited for the future and, you know, excited to continuing getting better and better.
Nice. I mean, growing up, I mean, I assume you probably always had that size. I mean, were you always probably the one of the tallest, biggest kids in school?
Yeah, definitely. I was always one of the tallest, biggest dudes at the school.
You know, we were down at the Senior Bowl. We were talking with Spencer Drago, the Baylor offensive tackle, and he was joking around that he said he was always the biggest guy. And it kind of made me laugh. He said he was always the first pick at tug of war, and I laughed. But and then I shared it with another offensive lineman, and he said it. Did you kind of share the same mentality? If you ever played tug of war, were you that guy, the first guy taken?
Oh yeah, yeah, that was me. I can relate with those guys.
And you know, trying to read up on you and stuff. I mean, growing up, I see your, you know, your father's a defensive line coach at the school as well. So I'm sure you were brought up around the game of football. I mean, you know, how seriously did you take it as a youngster? And, you know, when did you kind of really start to, you know, kind of realize that, you know, you could, you know, get an education out of this and then also, you know, maybe earn a living out of it?
Yeah. So growing up, I mean, my dad, you know, he played in the NFL and he, you know, has been coaching for, I think around 25 years. And so, you know, I was always at practice since I can remember, you know, our family outings were going to practice, going to spring games, going to games, you know, bowl games were a vacation, you know. So being around it, it's always something, you know, you always want to be there. I think growing up as a coach's kid, you want to have the opportunity. And, you know, you know, my dad, he was really good. He just let us, you know, do whatever we wanted to, you know, as far as sports go. So I played everything growing up. You know, soccer, baseball, basketball, football, pretty much did it all. And then, you know, eventually, you know, as I got older, you know, in high school, that's when I really knew, hey, I can get education. I can really, you know, make this happen. And then my sophomore year when they offered me a scholarship, I committed to BYU. And from then on, you know, I felt like I got a lot more serious. And I mean, my dad was always, you know, wanting us to do things that would help us become better athletes. So always having us, you know, playing sports and things. But once high school hit, I took it, you know, to that whole new level of, you know, I want to be the best. I want to be able to make a difference at the college level. And so from there, you know, going to college, I mean, you know, just always trying to get better and really make a difference on the field for whatever team I'm playing for.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Bronson Kafusi, the standout from BYU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P talking NFL draft If you miss any of this show in its entirety with Bronson, you'd like to listen to it again or download it, you guys know the opportunity presents itself at iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and also will be featured in his draft bio at collegetopro.com. So, I mean, these last few months, I'm sure they've been a whirlwind for you. I mean, between getting ready for pro days and probably workouts with teams privately and Senior Bowl combine, all the things that come with the opportunity that presents you. Has it gone by fast? Or can you believe you still have almost a month to go to the draft? I mean, kind of take us into the mindset of how these last few months have been for you.
Yeah, so, you know, right when the season ended, I just, you know, wanted to, you know, be ready for everything, every single opportunity that came up where I could, you know, increase my own stock and show teams what I'm about and who I am. You know, I took everything very seriously and, you know, continuing to, you know, work hard to, you know, perfect all, you know, the different techniques and then as well as, you know, increase strength and power, speed, all those types of things. So for me, you know, it's really just trying to soak up every single moment and really, you know, live in that moment and, you know, do my best and really, you know, show, you know, the teams and scouts, you know, what I'm all about. And so I've absolutely loved the experience so far and looking forward to what's ahead.
Nice. And you're here because you're a special player. I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts right now, they're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what do you think they're going to fall in love with? What are those home run traits that you bring to the tape that they're going to walk away very pleased about?
The first thing I think they're going to see is someone who loves the game of football, someone who, you know, wants to do everything they can to become the best football player, you know, someone who makes a difference on the field, someone who can get after the quarterback. You know, I want them to see someone who, and I know that they'll see, you know, someone that plays with effort and, you know, wants to do everything they can to win, no matter what the down is or, you know, what the situation is, you know, a player who can really, really make a difference.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes the defense that you play, you maybe aren't allowed to showcase certain skills or should be, or could be, I should say, your leadership qualities, game film study. Is there anything out there that these guys haven't been able to see yet on film that you know that's a big, big plus for you?
Yeah, I'd probably say, you know, one aspect is, you know, that type of leadership, you know, that I bring to the team. You know, for me, I'm a guy who leads by example, you know, all year round, because we know the football season, you know, it does, it's not just, you know, during the fall. It's year round. And so for me, you know, I'm someone who, you know, I want everyone around me to, you know, become great. And you know, with myself, setting an example of, you know, always trying to become better, you know, coming every single day, you know, like it's my last, I think that's something I bring to the table that not a lot of people get to see.
Yeah, I tell you what, Bronson, that's going to be your Twitter. That's when I tweet out the interview. That's the quote I'm going to use. I want everyone around me to become great. That's a great line. I think that's a catcher right there. That just shows the leadership qualities that you bring to the table. I mean, it's a cliche question, but I ask it of all the guests. I mean, is there anyone that you get comparisons to, or anyone that you kind of, you know, look at that's at that next level now that you kind of pattern yourself after?
You know, I watch a lot of film on, you know, different guys in the NFL, and, you know, some of my favorite guys to watch are Julius Peppers and J.J. Watt. I love, you know, what they do. I love, you know, the work ethic, how they play the game, how they carry themselves, and, you know, always trying to, you know, get my game to that level. You know, I want to be them. I want to be in those situations where they make plays and change the game. So, I mean, you see those two great players do that all the time. And so, you know, that's them, you know, I look at them and I say, you know what, that's going to be me.
Definitely. And obviously your brother Corbin plays at the University of BYU, or BYU University, I should say. I mean, competitive growing up, but you guys kind of pretty mellow with each other. You know, sometimes I get, you know, guys on the show that have brothers, and sometimes it's horror stories. I mean, I think, you know, like Jimmy Garoppolo for the Patriots, he said when he would go home, I mean, his brothers couldn't even play hockey on the Xbox. They said, you know, they almost want to kill each other. I mean, what's it like for you having, you know, your brother there and obviously just the brotherhood rivalries of just being, you know, siblings?
Yeah, I, you know, as brothers, really anyone in my family. I have an older sister, mom, dad, I have a younger brother and sister. I mean, we're all competitive. It gets, you know, if we're going to play ping pong, you know, no one wants to leave and leave being a loser. You know, everyone wants to end on the win or just get more wins than the other person. We play basketball in the backyard. You know, we play a game of pig and, oh, it's so competitive. You know, I mean, you know, my brother, I mean, the one closest to me is Corbin, and we're about, you know, 18 months apart, and we go at it all the time and always talking back and forth, always trying to be that alpha male, you know. It's been good, though. It's helped us because, I mean, we compete in any situation. So, I mean, it's always fun to, you know, pull out some ping pong and see who can best each other.
So, who is better? I mean, who is the better ping pong player?
Well, I mean, I have the winning streak right now, so I would say me. He might think differently, but, you know, for me, I definitely say me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Bronson Cafusi here on the C2P. We're talking NFL draft and also obviously the rival with his brother Corbin as they play ping pong as well as Corbin, or as I should say, as Bronson makes his path towards this next level. For you, I mean, when you look, you know, April 28th through the 30th, do you daydream that far? How you kind of want to spend the weekend? I mean, do you want to be around family, friends? You just kind of want to escape and be around no one? What's kind of your, you know, perspective on that?
For me, I'll treat it like, you know, any other weekend. I mean, I'm going to go work out, you know, get, you know, put in my time, get that work in, and really just be with family, you know, be with them because, I mean, they've been with me, you know, since day one, you know, and so I want to be around them, you know, have my wife there, and yeah, just really enjoy it.
Nice. A lot of guys share the same sentiments as you. It's kind of a time to just, I think, reflect and appreciate the moment and spend it with special people because it's a special day. Rep One Sports, they the agency you signed with, fantastic group of people. You know, well, how did you know that they were the best fit for you? I mean, when you, obviously there's probably a lot of choices out there. I'm sure you were highly sought after because you're, you know, a highly respected prospect, but you know, how did you know that Rep One was the best fit?
You know, we met with, you know, a few agents and you know, different people, but it came down to it. We just felt like they were the best for us. And, you know, after talking over with my wife, and we just felt like, you know, they're the best option to, you know, for us to really, you know, chase after this dream. And, you know, I'm just glad they, you know, came after me.
Yeah, they got a good eye for talent, and their track record speaks for itself. I mean, they are definitely a great group, great agency. Their clientele speaks volumes towards that. Before we let you go, though, and I cannot believe we're almost out of time. I mean, it went by that quick, but I'd love to talk to you a little bit more. But before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sure.
All right. Now, obviously, you were down at the Combine. You were invited down there. I usually joke around. Were you able to get all the stuff? Did you get the heads up to bring an extra duffel bag, or did you have to leave some stuff behind?
Yeah, they sure do load you up. I mean, I fit it all in. I had an extra duffel bag with me, so I was able to bring it all back home.
Yeah, I know guys that just give stuff away at the airport because they just literally cannot take it all back. So I'm glad that worked out for you. And then the final question for you, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, man, I'd probably be singing or doing something like that. Even though I can't really sing that well, I'd go out there and try.
Hey, you got to admire the effort, man. Well, hey, man, fabulous career, and I cannot wait to find out where you land. I remember jotting you down in my notes down at the Senior Bowl when I was down there watching you at the practices. I thought you really improved yourself there as well, and I think you've kind of continued that rise. But best of luck the week of the 28th through the 30th, my man, and great career at BYU.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Bronson Cafusi, the standout from BYU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and a fantastic talent. You talk about that NFL pedigree. You guys know, if you listen to my show enough, I love when the guy has that pedigree. I just think it speaks volumes to the character and how they're brought up, and then just the DNA of what to do when they get to that next level. We'll have more on him if you guys want it. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring this draft bio, CollegeToPro.com. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.